Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. The Grand Mufti of Australia and New Zealand, Dr. Ibrahim Abu Muhammad, has urged authorities to treat everyone in Australia equally. New South Wales police are investigating a potential hate crime after Islamophobic graffiti was painted on an underpass in Sydney's west. The incident has been condemned by Premier Chris Minns as disgusting. Sunni Muslim leader, Grand Mufti Dr. Ibrahim Abu Muhammad, told SBS Arabic, "It is important the incident is taken seriously."
Using the analogy of the authorities as if they were the mother, I say that you must stand at the same distance from all Australian citizens. Whoever lives in this country is an Australian citizen who has all the rights that are established and recognised for any human being, no matter how high his level, and thus we are dealt with on the same scale.
And banking giant HSBC is being sued by Australia's corporate regulator after being accused of failing to protect hundreds of customers who lost money in scams. The Australian branch of the Global Bank is being sued in the federal court over allegations it mishandled 950 reports of unauthorized transactions over nearly 5 years until August 2024. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission alleges the total customer losses amount to $23 million, including cases of customers losing $90,000 or more. Deputy Chair of ASIC, Sarah Court, says this case is a first for the regulator.
This is the first case of this kind taken by ASIC. We allege HSBC Australia's failings were widespread and systemic, and that the bank failed to adequately protect its customers. HSBC Australia took on average 95 days to restore customers' full access to their own bank accounts. One customer did not have full access restored for 542 days.
Meanwhile, in Syria, schools in Damascus have reopened for students 1 week after Bashar al-Assad's regime was overthrown by rebel forces. The world is carefully watching to see if Syria's new rulers can stabilize the country after a devastating 13-year civil war. In Jordat al-Hashemi school, the new national flag used by the rebels was raised in the schoolyard amid cheering students and teachers. This student says he is happy to be back at school.
I'm optimistic and very happy. I used to walk in the street scared that I get drafted to military service. I used to be afraid when I reach a checkpoint.
And in the A-League, Melbourne City and A-League men leaders Auckland FC have had to settle for a dramatic 2-2 draw. Auckland FC remains unbeaten, but Melbourne City are the first team to take points off the A-League newcomers. Melbourne City coach Aurelio Vidmar says he believes a draw was a fair result. I'm Sam Dover. This has been SBS News in Easy English.